Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain markets were higher in all three categories. We had corn up 2 cents in December at 382, roughly 3.25 cents off of the low earlier today. March corn up 1 3/4 at 391.5. Beans were up 4 to 4.5 cents, and then the wheat futures were the strongest today, despite the weather moving across the southern plains. December Chicago wheat was up 7 3/4 cents at 522 3/4. About 3/4 cents off the high, and then the December Kansas City up 6 3/4 at 495. July 16, which is the crop that's getting the rain now, is up 6.5 at 531 1/4. There was a lot of talk that the wheat futures could be under pressure with the rainfall coming, but the technicals seem to be more important than the fundamentals today as we remain above the 50-day moving average. The 50-day in the July of 16 is 524, and the market's at 530. So hopefully that will remain the case, and the technicals will continue to matter more than the rainfall at this point. Of course, the rainfall is much welcome here as we need it to get the crop up and to get a good stand. The big longer-term trends don't look like they'll really change until the July 16 gets above 560 or so.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
Not a lot of information on the news front. We did have one USDA announcement of 120,000 metric tons of soybeans sold to China. That was the first sale of beans to China since Monday morning. We had been on a pretty long streak of Chinese bean purchases, but they're back in the market, I guess, and that was announced this morning. Also some talk about maybe some reduced wheat production in the former Soviet Union, Australia, and even Argentina. So that continues to support the wheat market here. And, of course, it's the end of October, and we've got daylight savings times. It's time this Sunday. Also, on November 1st, we've got the changing limits. They're lowering the limits down to 25 cents in corn, 60 cents for beans, and 35 cents for wheat. That'll take place on this Sunday night's grain trade. And then the rainfall across a large portion of the southern plains is going to impact the wheat production for next July. That really hadn't made much of a difference today, but it looks like that could be a factor going forward. Hedge funds were buyers across the board. There were some outside factors that were positive, such as the U.S. dollar index today, down about 40 points, which helped the grain trade.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
And recapping your markets, December live cattle down 107 at 141.72. February down 90 at 143.42. November feeder cattle down 102 at 190.90. January down 105 at 183.20. December lean hogs down 67 at 59.20. February down 25 at 62.75. December Kansas City wheat up 5.5 at 493 3/4. March up 5.5 at 510. December Chicago wheat 7 high. At 522, December corn up 2 1/4 at 382 1/4, March up 1 3/4 at 391 1/2, November soybeans 5 higher at 883 3/4, January up 5.5 at 885 3/4. March cotton up 79 at 63 even. May up 79 at 63.60. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.